Time to talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Bill, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Omar.
The Sabres were in the national spotlight on New Year's Day. They played the New York Rangers in the outdoor Winter Classic at Citi Field in New York City. Of course, the Sabres played in the first Winter Classic back in 2008 in Orchard Park. Buffalo fell behind 2-0. They came back to tie the game but ended up losing in overtime. You were there on Monday. Give us your thoughts, your impressions on the game, the atmosphere, and how the team looked.
Well, it was a fun day, a fun weekend for the Sabres, the New York Rangers, the fans. It's amazing that a regular season game like that can be taken and turned into such a spectacle. And the NHL does a wonderful job with it. And it's amazing to think where the game's gone in 10 years, where it's spanned outdoor games, at all levels of hockey in North America and Europe, and even more within the NHL. It's amazing how much these players love playing in these outdoor games. I talked to Sabres forward Evan Rodriguez before the game, and he missed an outdoor game at Boston University in college, and he was crushed, and it seemed almost surreal to him that he was finally getting the chance to play one. Sabres defenseman Zach Bogosian, I mean, he was just, it took him back to his childhood in Messina, and he just, I mean, a day before the game, he looked like he was ready for it to start. So what's amazing, these NHLers, they've played hockey their whole lives, but this one game, it's so meaningful to them. And not just the game, the whole weekend of it. There's a family skate, you saw little kids on the ice, you saw adults. I mean, Ted Nolan, the former Sabres coach, was out there skating, his son Jordan's on the team. Guys love wearing the special throwback style uniforms. It's a neat experience for them. And it was a rare game, a rare few days for the Sabres in that they were in the spotlight again. I mean, this is a team that's been probably the NHL's worst team overall for the past 5 or so years, and they're not used to getting a lot of attention. They were kind of honestly an odd choice for the game, even though they were celebrating the game's 10th anniversary and so forth. But I think they handled the spotlight well. And I think it might do them some good in the future. Kyle Oposo said that it felt like a playoff game. I certainly agree with him. He thinks that someday, if the Sabres make the playoffs again, that they'll be able to draw on this whole experience. And of course, with these outdoor games, you wonder how the conditions are going to be. It was very cold. It was 20 and a half degrees at face-off, but it didn't snow. It wasn't really windy. And the players said basically the biggest problem for them was the sun, the glare on the ice. It was difficult for them to handle. But I think the game was well played considering the circumstances. And the Sabres played well in the game. They were pretty terrible early. They fell behind 2-0 about 8 minutes in. But for the final 40 or 50 minutes, they were the better team, and they very easily could have won. They had a great opportunity in overtime on a 2-on-1 with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. And they've been playing better as of late. These last 3 games, they've played a lot better. They have points in 3 straight. Their win against the Devils was a terrific win against a very good team in which they came back on the road, and slowly you can see them building. For the Sabres, this has obviously been a very dreary season. It's been tough on them, but to have a weekend like that in New York, I think, will do them a lot of good.
Well, there was another outdoor game played locally last week as part of the World Junior Championship Tournament, which wraps up on Friday. Team USA is in the semifinals. They play this afternoon. One of the stars of the tournament for the Americans so far has been a player who was drafted by the Sabres just last year.
Yes, Casey Mittelstadt, drafted 8th overall by the Sabres in June, and he's just a dynamic forward at the college level, and he has been so far at the World Junior Tournament. And seeing him in the World Juniors and what he can do up close during the summer, you wonder how he fell to the Sabres at number 8. A lot of people had him projected to go in the top 3 or 4. And he's the tournament's leading scorer. He has 10 points. Seeing him up close outdoors the other day, he's just a tremendous talent, tremendous vision, his hands. And I think what's going to happen now is that there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to turn pro. A lot of high picks who play college, they basically play 1 year and then they go pro. So I think that's something to watch for in the coming months with Casey Mittelstadt is will he be in a Sabres uniform playing his first couple of games at the end of March or in April? He certainly has a skill to play in the NHL. Of course, that's one small part. There's physical size. There's other kinds of maturity. But it wouldn't shock me if he's with the Sabres by the end of the season as a teenager.
Well, the U.S. team plays Team Sweden today, which features another Sabres first-round pick, Alex Nylander. Let's also mention that former Sabre Brian Gionta has been named the captain for the Team USA Olympic team. Gianta is semi-retired. He didn't sign with a team this season. NHL players are not participating in this year's Olympics in South Korea. It's a nice honor for a Western New York native. Also, another Sabres prospect made the Olympic team, defenseman Will Borgen.
Brian Gianta joining the Olympic team is pretty interesting. He's 38. If you watched him last year, in my opinion, he could still play in the NHL. He has the speed. He has the skills. There aren't a lot of 38-year-olds in the NHL. But he turned down contracts. After the Sabres didn't want to re-sign him, he turned down real contracts, not tryouts from NHL teams, because he wanted to be with his family and he wanted to play in the Olympics. So I think that's a pretty neat story that he gave up the NHL for the Olympics. You really don't hear that anymore. It wouldn't be surprising to me if an NHL team signed Brian Gianta after the Olympics if he has a good tournament. I think he could add depth to a team. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's played 1,000 games in the NHL. If you want a guy for a few months who could just be your 13th forward, I think he would be an excellent choice for the stretch run for the playoffs. And Will Borgen surprised a lot of people. Not that he's not a strong prospect. It's just with the Olympics so wide open, drawing from European players, AHL players, collegiate players, you didn't know who was going to be on the team. And Will Borgen's quietly one of the Sabres' better prospects. He was a fourth rounder, 92nd overall in 2015. He plays for the number one school in the country right now, St. Cloud State. I think if you're a Sabres fan, it'll make watching Team USA pretty fun to have Brian Gianta there, to have Will Borgen there. And Borgen's another guy like Casey Mittelstead. He's a junior. He might be pro-ready. He's another name to watch if he's playing in Rochester with the Sabres in March or April.
Well, the Sabres play 3 road games in the next 4 days, starting tonight in Minnesota. Bill, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.